It would be oh so sweet if it were true. Healing comes from a place outside of us. If we could just go to a naturopath doctor or a medical doctor or a psychiatrist or psychologist or healthcare practitioner or you name it, and they could give us something that would in fact heal the imbalance that is currently present in our body, we would be so, so happy. That, as it turns out, is not how healing happens. Healing does not come from a place outside of us. It comes from a place deep inside us. This particular meditation is designed and addressed to heal a primary reason why recovery and healing does not unfold for many people swiftly and effortlessly. What then are the thought processes that drive and nurture recovery? After connecting with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of individuals who currently experience the symptoms of Parkinson's, there is, I submit to you, a prototype. There is an attitude. There are a series of thoughts that are expressed by individuals who are asking for ways that they can get relief from their symptoms. Let me offer to you some of the questions that I have heard asked by individuals, all of which will, of course, make good sense to you. Can you, Dr. Rogers, recommend some herbs that will stop my tremoring? What is the best remedy for my weak voice? I'm really having difficulty projecting my voice so other people can hear me. What can you suggest as a therapy for my very tiny, and I must admit, illegible handwriting? My right shoulder is stiff. What can I do about it? It's driving me absolutely crazy. In other words, all of these have a common theme. The theme is, I have a discomfort that is driving me crazy. What can you suggest or recommend that will eliminate this discomfort now? I want relief now. I do this. Everyone does this. So you're wondering, what's the big deal here? What is Rogers talking about? Now, to a certain extent, to be sure, such questions and the investigations that are prompted by these questions can prove beneficial. It is surely the case that sometimes a therapy that is found, whether it might be a prescription medication or a natural therapy, does offer relief for a specific symptom. At least that is the case temporarily. Much of the work that I do, in fact, highlights and underscores very specific therapies for symptoms. I want to underscore then, nothing wrong with this approach. It's rational, and it oftentimes results in finding sustained relief for a specific symptom. Now, the glitch, as it turns out, is that the underlying factor or factors that are actually creating and causing the conditions for the symptom to persist remain. Symptom treatment, no matter what form it takes, is temporary and in the long run, unsatisfying. Now, don't get me wrong here. Sometimes you and I and lots of people have to start with symptomatic treatment because the symptoms are so debilitating, you really cannot even begin to function. So without addressing the symptom, you really cannot even begin to jumpstart yourself to a program of recovery. But in the long run, with symptom treatment, nothing really has actually been resolved. What are the costs to thought forms that only then focus on the symptoms? What is the real problem with this if, in fact, that's all we're really doing? Jumping from finding one treatment for a specific symptom to a second treatment for a follow-up symptom, which it actually may be a side effect of the treatment that was used to address the first symptom. Well, the cost, as it turns out, is you give fuel to the fire. It's literally like putting gasoline on the fire. What do I mean by this? What I mean is you are lending and giving energy to the symptoms. Why? Because you are focusing your thoughts and your energy on the symptom itself, on the problem itself. You see, you nurture it as it becomes a part of who you are. The horror of this is, of all of this is, that part of you, and this I want to be clear, is an unconscious part. Hold on to your seats. Does not want to give the symptom up. Part of you does not really want to recover. It's called a split intention. You're probably wondering, well, could this really be true